Hey everyone, welcome back to the Booze and Bass Podcast. I'm your host, Jace. This is Madison. Today, we got a good episode. We're kind of throwing it back, going back to our roots. We've had a couple of lifestyle episodes, but we're going to be talking about the Lizzie Borden house. And it kind of falls into that paranormal true crime category, would you say?
Yeah, because it's paranormal as a result of a true crime case.
So without further ado, sit back, grab a drink, and enjoy the chaos.
All right. So, Jace, have you heard of the nursery rhyme about Lizzie Borden? It's not really a nursery rhyme, but like...
I have not, no.
So, like, the Lizzie Borden took an axe, gave her mother 40 whacks. When she had saw what she had done, she gave her father 41.
No, I have not heard of that. My parents did not want to...
Honestly, that's fair.
Put that in
my
brain.
I don't even know who would think to come up with a rhyme for a true... Whatever.
Like a murder?
Yeah, for a murder. They said, did you not want to know that? So, basically, Lizzie Borden... She was born in 1860. Yeah, 1860.
Because I think this whole... The notebook.
I know. I left my notebook at home and I was like, let me try doing it on my phone. But I'm not good. I think I'm better with the notebook. But basically, she was born in 1860. So this was quite some time ago.
A hot minute ago.
Kind of a hot minute ago. Basically, she... grew up in a kind of like a smaller town. It's in Massachusetts. And her mother died when she was like 3. So she had a couple, like she had an older sister named Emma, and she had another sister, I believe, named Alice. When her father was a wealthy businessman, he remarried to Abby Borden, and that became their stepmom. They didn't get along, though. I mean, the sisters themselves lived a very quiet life. They went to church. They were popular in their church circles. But they were very aware that their dad was very wealthy, but he was very frugal with his money because he grew up poor, so he wanted to keep whatever money he did earn. Mm-hmm. But they suspected that the reason the stepmother was with him was because of the wealth, because he would also, after him and Abby got married... he would give Abby a bunch of money. Get your bag, sis, is correct. So, I mean, honestly, I don't blame my girl Abby. Abigail, if you will. But the sisters all ultimately didn't get along with the stepmother because they were upset. Basically, they just had some daddy issues. They were upset with their father for, like, marrying so quickly and giving this woman all their money, basically, because that was supposed to be something they inherited. And, like, obviously back then, they didn't have to wait as long for an inheritance because everyone died in their 60s, mostly, 50s,
yeah,
60s.
Yeah, I feel like the medicine, all that. Yeah. The medicine.
So... in August of 1892, Andrew and Abby Borden were found murdered in their home. Both victims of multiple, like, gruesome blows. The dad's eye was cut. One of his eyes were sliced completely in half, which they suspected it's because he was sleeping on the couch when he got.
Uh-huh.
But how they were discovered was that Lizzie... was the only one in the home. Well, she was the only one, I guess, downstairs in that area because the stepmother was found in the room dead. The father was found on a couch dead. And she shouted out to her sister, like, oh my God, dad's dead. Send help. Whatever. But the reason that she got charged for murder is because there was a blue dress that she was seen wearing the day of the crime scene, but she wasn't wearing that later. And she was seen burning it
sometime that afternoon. Yeah.
But she said it's because it had old paint on it. So it wasn't that she...
Old blood.
Old blood is what was on it, but apparently
blood. Oh, I hope no Crips listen to this.
Yeah, that's our demographic. That's going to be the problem.
Damn.
But, so she shouted out to, and the maid was there.
Oh.
Bridget.
The maid's not an op, though. That's the thing. No. The maids are never ops.
No, and also the maid was very much like, damn, that's crazy.
Damn, I didn't like him
either. No, literally.
You know, it's funny. I was thinking about two things that whole time you were saying that. And one was with the money. When you said this takes place in like 1860?
1892.
I was 30 years old.
Yeah.
My bad.
1860 is when she was born, so close.
Oh, okay. Like, what do you spend your money on in 1892? You know what I'm saying? Like, what you could spend your money on now does not equate to, like it's just weird. Because I can go out, if I made it some bank, I can go out, buy myself a couple iPhones. You know, I have two phones.
One for the plug.
I can go buy, like, a plane or go, like, travel or I can go, like, on the Titanic or whatever. What do you buy in 1892 that you...
Cattle, I guess.
Like,
right?
I feel like there's no, like, what's it called? Like, luxury kind of product that you could buy? That
like, nobody's buying, like, a Gucci belt.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
in the late 1890s.
I mean, you can buy, like, probably a nice suit or something, but no one, like... what's his name? Rockefeller? You know?
Yeah.
Like, dude had, like, a butt ton of money. What is he, like, if he were to spend all that money, what would it be on? Just, like, buildings, cattle, like, investments? Like, how could you actually spend that money and, like, on something like a Gucci belt? That's what I don't understand.
Yeah, I guess most of their money, maybe that's why they had money, was because, and also at that time, I don't think there were a ton of wealthy people in, like, I feel like there's wealthy people in every area now of the country.
Yeah.
Every city has someone in there that is making more, three times more than anybody in this car's tax bracket.
All right, you didn't need to call us out like that.
However, they know. If this is our studio, it's a car, they know, they're aware.
No, we're just quirky, frugal. Trendy.
Frugal, if you will, so we're gonna get axed. But, I feel like it's not like in the 18, I agree with you, that like in the 1890s, they weren't just like, let me invest in a new MacBook, using that. And, like, I feel like the investments were a lot easier just because if you had money, you were probably the only one in the area, at least.
Yeah.
That had that much money.
Just buy a house or buy some jewelry. The second thing I thought about was, I kind of forgot now. We just had such a good conversation on the wealth aspect of it. I totally forgot my second question. It'll probably come back to me, though.
Okay. So I'll set the scene of what happened while you do that.
Okay.
So it was the maid. Her name was Maggie. Well, her name was Bridget, but they called her Maggie.
That's so disrespectful.
And also, like, I don't know what... This is, like, a side note.
Uh-huh.
What is Maggie short for?
Magathith.
Yeah. Because I think Alexis told me it was like something that had nothing to do with Maggie.
Margaret?
Oh. Yeah, but not Bridget. Like, I know a Bridget that's older, but their name, there's Bridgie.
It's Margaret.
They say Bridgie and Bridie.
It's Margaret.
Okay, well, her name was Bridget, and they called her Maggie, so... that's fine, I guess.
Hey, Tiffany, what's going on?
No, really. So, basically, Maggie was supposed to go into town that day, and Lizzie was like, yeah, go take a day off for yourself. And Maggie's like, nah, I'm feeling a little ill. I'm gonna stay home. So, around...
Wait, are we calling her Maggie or Bridget?
Her name's, I guess, Maggie. So, Lizzie, at, like, 11 in the morning, mm-hmm. was just like, Maggie, please, father's dead. Someone came and killed him. Ah. So, after she ran downstairs, figured out that Abby and the dad were dead, obviously they called, probably at the time, their cops.
That's my second thing.
Okay.
All right. My second, like, question, or, like, you know, kind of mind blow, is, like, how it baffled, like, the technology we have now. I'm pretty sure we've talked about this in the, like, a separate podcast, like a true crime podcast before, but, like, what like, how do you, and especially in 1892, how do you catch someone like that? You know what I'm saying? Because you don't have, like, some of the technology we have now. You know, like, I'm assuming they didn't have, like, some of the fingerprint stuff and, like, the, just different things to, like, I guess, test that. And for me, if I was in the 1892, and I'm trying to catch a murderer, I wouldn't even know where to start. I would just arrest everyone on the scene. Because you don't know who it is.
Yeah, I agree with you. Especially thinking about now, when there's a murder, they have, like, epidemiologists come on the scene. Exactly. They have, like, a forensic investigator, sometimes forensic psychologists. Like, they have so many different job titles that I'm fairly certain just didn't exist.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm like, so how were cases, like, conducted? Were they just, like, I'm not gonna lie, your neighbor said you sounded a little sus. What's that about? Like,
there's a lot of, like, cameras here, too. Like, I know, like, my neighbors across the street have, like, cameras at their house. So it's like, I'm not gonna be able to, like, do a murder at, like, at my house, because...
Thank God.
I'm not saying I would do a murder anyway, but, like, it would be hard now to get away with a murder than, you know, 1892, for a good reason, obviously, you know.
Do you think, like, you could get away with murder?
I would like to say I could, but I'm dumb, so no.
Okay. Fair point.
Like, I genuinely think I could, but I probably couldn't. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't have a lot of confidence in myself, so.
I'm not good at lying. I just can't lie. So I feel like that would, I feel like I could.
No, I'd just leave something out. I'd leave the murder weapon, the axe.
Like, in your backseat.
On the kitchen counter, just like, oh.
He said, I just don't know how that got there, I'm going to be honest.
I was actually chopping some wood the other day, and they're like, oh.
And it bled.
Yeah, the tree was bleeding. I'd be like, yeah. Weird thing.
No, really. Yeah, no, I would be a terrible murderer. There's some people that I know, though, I feel like they could murder.
You care to name drop them?
Maybe next episode if they annoy me. But anyway...
We all know it's Alexis.
No, literally. I was like, it's my sister, but that's fine. Which, if anyone listening knows my sister, you're going to be like, tracks. Like, it's, yeah, not like, I a, mean, oh, oh me, oh my. But.
Yeah, it's, okay.
do you want like, specific details? This is what was in the newspaper at the time. The, like, Herald Reporter.
Do I want the specific
of the crime, like, scene?
Like, eyeballs popping out? That kind of
it
stuff?
Says, over, this is what it said. Over the left temple, a wound.
Wait, hold on. Was it, trigger warning? Trigger warning for anyone that doesn't like to,
yeah,
hear about
I
blood.
I guess that's gruesome, because the Herald Reporter in 1892 didn't give a rat's patootie.
No one did in 1892.
Over the left temple. Now it's like you open up a news report and it's literally like, you know, suspects still in custody. We don't know the names, don't know what they look like, are not releasing any information until like months after for the investigation. The newspaper day after said, over the left temple, a wound 6 by 4 inches wide had been made as if it had been pounded with the dull edge of an axe. The left eye had been dug out and cut extended the length of the nose. The face was hacked to pieces and the blood had covered the man's shirt. But the room was in order and there was no signs of scuffle of any kind. So, after that was reported, they tried blaming it on a Portuguese laborer who...
Was protecting the minorities.
No, I know. That's not very... That's not very...
Never mind. It's very 1892.
That's very 1892 of them. I'll say that much. But they were trying to blame it on this laborer because he had been at the house earlier, okay, asking for wages. Oh. And that, I guess, Andrew Borden just told him, I have no money, come later. Which, oh, he was rich. I don't think that's true. But after that came out, 2 days after the murder, papers began coming out with more evidence that Lizzie could have done it. But a clerk at the, like, drugstore down the street.
The bodega.
At the bodega. Told them that Lizzie visited the store before the murder and attempted to purchase prussic acid.
She told someone she's going to go murder?
No, but she tried purchasing poison, a deadly poison. And
everyone
didn't
knows
sell
you have
to
buy, eat, you have to buy your supplies at different shops around the city
for like months.
Sure.
Well, that,
you know, where I learned that from.
Sense, right?
I learned that from Breaking Bad. I'm watching
Breaking Bad. Do you like Breaking Bad?
I love Breaking Bad.
I literally...
You couldn't get into it?
You can talk to Tanner about that.
Oh,
Tanner,
my gosh. I love Breaking
Tanner,
Bad.
Tanner, that's, like, his one of his favorite shows. And he's like, it's so good. You have to watch it. To be fair, I gave it... Like, that show, Lucifer and Avatar, I gave... I don't know. He likes... Those are the ones that... Those are his lineup that he likes. He thinks they're good shows. Didn't get into any of them. I tried. I genuinely tried watching Breaking Bad. Gave it to season 3. Just not into it.
I've been binging it. Breaking Bad is just like, wow. Wow. Because one of my favorite shows of all time is Dexter.
You remind me of the chicken guy.
Ah, Gus.
Like, if you were to do a murder, which this is very clear indication that we wouldn't murder somebody if we keep saying we're going to go do a murder. But... if the two of us were to do a murder, you would be Gus, the chicken guy.
Yeah, I'm pretty professional. I let other people do it.
And you would make... Well, do you think you would... I don't really remember the whole plot of the show, to be honest. I just know that he worked with chicken, and I think he had something to do with the drugs.
Yeah.
I don't think that was his job title, but...
Well, he worked at Los Pollos Hermanos, the Chicken Brothers. That was pretty good. We can get away with that. I can get away with being Spanish. That was pretty good.
We can get away with that.
I can't, like, at least. I can at least.
I took 4 years of Spanish.
That does not mean anything. I took 3 years of French.
You all the time on the pod be bringing it up that you speak French and that you can voulez-vous.
That is true.
Couchouer.
But,
God damn. Isn't that a song?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. But, no, Breaking Bad, amazing show. We'll get back on topic in a sec. If you haven't watched Breaking Bad, give it a shot. It's not bad. Because one of my favorite shows of all time is Dexter. And it kind of reminds me of Dexter. Where he would...
I love Dexter,
he was, though, like, a serial killer.
Yeah.
Yeah. It kind of reminds me of that. Where, like, every episode has something, like... Every episode leaves you with, like, kind of, like, a... Man, I can't believe that happened. Or, oh my gosh, it's a cliffhanger. Or, like, you know.
I think my problem with Breaking Bad is every character in Breaking Bad is so incredibly unlikable. Like, I like... The one character I do like is... Jesse?
Jesse makes me want to kill myself.
See, I like him because he knows he sucks.
Oh.
But, like... Like, Walt doesn't know he sucks for whatever reason. His wife doesn't know she sucks. His son sucks. His
son has cerebral palsy.
It doesn't make him less sucky. And then his... I don't think that the cerebral palsy has anything to do with his suckage. I think it's just his character. And then the... What are his like, in-laws... Or, like...
Oh, yeah, the cop and
they suck, too.
They do,
like,
suck.
Like, all of the characters, there's not one that I'm like, aw, I kind of like them. They all suck. Just at very varying degrees of suckage, I feel like.
Hmm.
I feel like that's an unpopular opinion for people that like Breaking Bad, because I feel like the people that like Breaking Bad like Breaking Bad. Like, they ride or die that's the best show ever.
Yeah, it's pretty good. I've fallen on the bandwagon. It's pretty good. I like Gus, though. Gus is my favorite. Well, just because I like Giancarlo Esposito, but I also like Giancarlo Esposito. He's the one that plays Gus. He also plays in The Mandalorian, and he plays in...
I've never seen Star Wars.
We've been over this. Probably not on the pod, but...
In life,
we've been over that. Oh my gosh. And he plays in, what else? He plays in another show that's really popular. But, yeah, I'm on that Breaking Bad bandwagon. Like, I've been binging it. Really should be doing my schoolwork. But I've been watching literally, like, 9 episodes of Breaking Bad a day.
Damn.
That's pretty bad.
Okay, honestly... I feel like, though, that's how a lot of people are with shows. If they find, like, a new show they like, that's all that matters for probably a couple weeks, is they're watching 8 episodes of that a day.
Yeah.
Especially if it's a show that, like, has been out.
Oh, yeah, everything's been released. So.
Like, that's how I was with Schitt's Creek, is I used to, especially since the episodes are a lot shorter, I was binging through Schitt's Creek.
Was it, like, 30 minutes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love Schitt's Creek, though. I also don't like watching new shows, So maybe that was my problem with
Breaking Bad. What do you mean, like new shows?
Like, I have anxiety, so I just don't. I have to watch stuff that I know what's going to happen, or it gives me anxiety. Even though I know it's a movie or a show, like, I just watch the same shows over and over again. Like, Gilmore Girls, That 70s Show, and, like, I don't care if that was a laugh, that's fine. Friends. It's Gilmore Girls, That 70s Show, and Friends. I've seen it. Like, I could reenact.
That was a cough, by the way.
No, it wasn't. I could reenact all of those scenes, but maybe that's why I couldn't give
a rat's ass.
A rat's ass. Yeah, I was going to say Breaking Bad's Time in the Sun, but I think it's just a rat's ass. Yeah. Don't care.
Okay.
But anyway, so our girl Lizzie, she had actually, after the murder, she changed her name to Lizbeth.
Lizbeth, not Elizabeth?
Like Lizbeth. Because her given name was Lizzie. I don't think it was short for... No, I know. Especially being a murderer. I think she did it, probably.
No, she definitely did it.
Because, like, she has all the motivation of, like, the dress, the acid, the fact that her dad had all this money that apparently wasn't giving her any. During the investigation, she gave a lot of, like, contradictory evidence of, like, saying, like, first she heard something downstairs of, like, a struggle, then she said she heard nothing, and then coincidentally she said that she was out of the house for whatever the murderer came in to murder them, I guess.
Then she came in, she
said she was in the barn.
I feel like if you came in, you would have seen your, unless that's when she reported it, because I feel like what happens, they got murdered, they got murdered by someone else, allegedly, and then she was in the barn, and she came in, and then she went to bed, and then she woke up, and they're like, oh, they're dead.
Yeah, no, I think it was that, because I think it happened in, like, the middle of the day.
Wow, she's a really bad murderer.
No, I know, like, it happened in the middle of the day at, like, 11 a.m., and she was just like, oh, well, I was in the barn at that time, and I'm like, so somebody came onto your property, murdered your stepmom and your dad, and you managed to just be super lucky and miss them for that 15 minutes.
Her other sisters were home too?
No. The only person that was home was the maid, Maggie.
No, oh, because Maggie's not an op, so she didn't get got.
No. And, like, she was, I don't think she was. That's another thing, though. I feel like if it was a murderer, they would have murdered her too. But, like, if they came into the house.
Get rid of all the witnesses.
Yeah, I don't think they would have cared, but.
Nah, our girl Lizzie definitely went up to her sister and said, hey.
Watch
don't,
this.
Don't come to the house tomorrow. Really?
Because that was another problem, is, like, the dad was also getting on to Lizzie and Alice because they were unmarried of a certain age, because they were in their 30s, and, like, at the time, that was a no-no. They should have been married off. So, basically, Lizzie was just tired of her dad's shit. Was just tired of it, is what it sounds like. Because, like, the person who said it was a family friend that told the cops that they saw Lizzie Borden burning a dress. Because before then, it was more like, oh, well, we're not gonna take her in because she's clearly not guilty. That's not true.
Yeah,
clearly. No. So, when the jury, like, when the, I guess when the prosecution trial, all of that started, they brought the skulls of Andrew and Abby Borden into the courtroom.
Yeah.
For everyone to look at, basically.
We're laughing.
I know, but, like, the way that the prosecutor basically was like, yeah, took the skulls out and said, want you to look at these while I tell you that she burned her blue dress and pulled the head of the axe out of a bag and was like, yeah, this too. She clearly did it. And a lot of... What?
You said the judge did that?
The prosecution.
Oh, the prosecution. Okay.
And several witnesses, like, testified that Lizzie was the only person that they saw at the house, and then said that she had ugly relationships with her stepmother, but the maid said the opposite, that Lizzie didn't have a problem with the stepmom and that everything was fine.
The maid is probably the best person in this whole story.
No, I know, really.
She's like that side character, but she's one of the best. She should be a main character.
She really should be, because she really tried helping Lizzie. She was like, no, I don't think my girl did it. If I was her, I'd be like, respectfully, she did do it, but go off. But basically, the whole case was thrown out because although there was a lot of evidence, like people said that she came up to them and said that there was something hanging over her and that she was going to have to go on vacation for a long time. And like before the murder, she told everyone that she was scared for her life and that someone was after them. So that's, they kind of got swayed. Like half of the jurors were like, oh, well then maybe it's because of the dad's like line of work that someone just came in and murdered him because he sucks. But the other half's like, yeah, but she, if she's been planning this murder, it could have very well been like her planting the seeds to be like, oh, well, I'm going to tell somebody that I'm in danger. And they're not going to suspect that it was me who killed my parents.
That's crazy. I feel like if I was a cop in this time, I'd be the best, like, detective cop, whatever. Because I wouldn't even look at all the evidence. I'd be like, okay, she did it. Call it a day.
Yeah, but, like, I don't know any... I don't know how those have changed.
Oh, I'd definitely be the most, like, corrupt cop, too.
Like, that you'd be able to be bought off?
No, I would just arrest everyone. Everyone that seemed...
I don't think that's really what we need. I'm gonna be so...
I'm like, hey, Lizzie, you're gonna have to be arrested because, you're just caught at the wrong time.
You said, hey, Lizbeth, was it? You're gonna have to go. They did say, I guess the older sister, Emma, said, oh, the father and her had a good relationship.
Ooh, so the family's not an op.
No,
the sisters and the maid are all
the sisters and the maid were all arguing. Like, everybody else around that family were arguing that, like, Lizzie had motive. But the family themselves were basically being like, no, they had a really good relationship. I think she was just in the wrong place at the wrong time. And
that's kind of family I want right there.
Huh?
That's the family I want right there.
No, really. They are ride or dies.
Literally ride or dies. Probably because Lizzie's like, I'm going to kill you.
No, death. I'm
going to murder you. Don't talk to me. I'll murder you. Have you ever seen that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Woo-wop.
Who?
His name's Woo-wop, I think.
Who is it?
It's a little kid.
I don't know. I haven't seen the video. I just saw the sound.
There's like a little kid that like dresses and he has like temporary tattoos on his face and he's like the beanie. He looks like an emo kid kind of thing. He's a little black emo kid.
I love that.
But he, like, dresses up like the emo
kid. Oh, is he the one, I'm gonna kill my mom!
Yes, yes. Yes, you know what I'm talking about. Yeah.
But anyway, so... The verdict was found not guilty for a girl, Lizzie.
Oh, okay.
The New York Times was pretty lit about it. They said, honestly, this is great. This just shows that if you are not guilty... The court system will find that out. So after the trials, the aftermath of it all, I think the sisters all split the money and she kind of just lived out her life and then changed her name so people wouldn't connect her to the murders. But like, I mean, at the time though, at least they didn't have like,
but this was like countrywide kind of thing, like people,
yeah, okay, but like at least at the time, it's not like now where how we were talking about beforehand that people can like cyberbully you or like if they have a problem with you they can just kind of like join your Discord and tell you to kill yourself. But like that's obviously not the case here. You would have to like physically see her in person.
Yep,
to like fight on site.
Yeah.
Do you think...
Send a pigeon carrier, a hawk, to deliver a message, an owl?
Yeah. Fuel. Do you think she did it?
Yeah.
That okay. was easy. Okay. yeah, apparently she was... Everyone was like, oh my god, I'm so glad that she's off. We love that. We love a queen. But...
That's what I really want. I want... Like, for certain people like Lizzie and other, like, murders and serial killers and all that, I want to be right next to them on their deathbed where they confess to certain things. Like, I want to be right there next to Lizzie on her deathbed. She's about to die in, like, a minute. And I'm like, Lizzie, be real with me right now. You kill him? And she's like, yeah. Or like, so, nah.
So, they have, like, there's a TikTok
you can be, like, a confession person.
Huh?
Don't they have, a profession where you can, like...
A priest?
No.
Like...
But isn't there, like, a specific, like, job title where, like, you go in, like, an unbiased person goes in to, like, some person that's dying or that's on their deathbed, and that person can confess to that person anything that they've done, or, like, they could be like, yeah, I have, like, millions of dollars hidden away, or, like, I murdered so-and-so back in 1982, or, like, I...
Imagine admitting...
Like, I thought there was a job like that, where, like, someone would come in, you don't, like, they're unbiased, like, they won't tell the police, nothing.
And let me Google it, but also, imagine admitting, like, imagine admitting to, like, a gruesome murder and being like, yeah, I actually did kill my entire family 10 years prior, and then you think you're gonna die, and they're like, actually, we found a cure. Like, damn. Imagine. I would be so pissed. I'd be like, I was just kidding. It was just for the memes. Mm-hmm. Sorry.
Like, I want that job. Because I think that's so interesting that people would, like, would you, okay, if you're on your deathbed, would you confess to, like, a murder or, like, a, like, would, because what I really want to do is be on my deathbed and be like, hey, Johnny, come here. I have $100 million in the, and then just die.
So.
To kind of make him, like, you know, and then, like, leave clues around the house, like, a treasure map, and, like, make him go to California, and then make him go to, like, Alaska, make him go to, like, rural Russia, and try to, like, dig up this, like, $100 million kind of thing. So it'd be, like, a movie. They can make a movie out of it. Wouldn't that be kind of sick? Are you not finding what you're supposed to
do? So the only thing I'm finding is that there's a job for... It's a job that's, it's a coffin confessor.
That's what I want to be. Yep.
But it's not what you think. It's a person that interrupts a funeral service.
I also want to do that.
At the request of the deceased.
I also want to do that.
No, seriously though. It said that, let me find it.
Yeah. Where they go in, they're like, yeah, Johnny hated you. Johnny, like, wanted to mess with you. Johnny wanted a divorce from you.
Yeah. Basically, yeah. They want... It's somebody that goes and just confesses everything that they, yeah, like, whatever.
No, I want to do that. That too. That sounds really fun.
Some people, he said, do, like, they've never tried hurting him, but they try to make him forcibly leave. And, like, he said that his devotion is to the client. So he's like, I basically don't give a fuck what the family, their issue with me is.
Yeah, like, why are you going to hate on this guy? He's just telling you.
He's like, don't shoot the messenger. Yeah, God, he's literally going to
really, really, that's funny. No, I want to do that.
But
how much do they get paid, you know? I'll look that up.
Well, he has his own company. It's called Coffin Confessors.
Oh.
It's in, I think, Australia.
That's fine.
Australia. Well, maybe there's more, though.
I'll make my own company here. Coffin. I spelled coffin wrong. Yeah, no, I'll do that.
Yeah, it says people hire someone to listen to their final confessions and they share them with their loved ones after they've passed away.
Yeah, I want to do that. I want to do that.
See, I would end up feeling bad.
Yeah, but I'm
gonna... If they tell me something like, yeah, can you go and tell my wife of 50 years that I've been cheating on her with her sister the whole time?
I'd be like, damn, that's pretty juicy.
I'm gonna all right, be like, I'm gonna be like, or... I do it in a TikTok dance. Like... that would be, I would like to do research on, like, jobs like that, that aren't actual, like, I feel like there are so many jobs out there that are just, like, unaccounted for, that I feel like I would want to find out more about jobs like that. That's like, that can't be a job, but they get paid to do it.
I feel like anything you can think of is a job.
Okay.
Like, literally anything that you can think of, someone to, I don't know. Someone to get you. I literally don't even know. Like, I can't think of anything off the top of my head. But something like as crazy as like listening to someone's confession before they die, that's a job. I feel like anything is a job.
Yeah.
Someone to go fight kangaroos for a profession or for a living. That's probably
you cannot fight against a kangaroo.
That's probably a job though.
Could you fight a kangaroo?
Personally, no. But I'm pretty sure there's someone that like. Could.
Did you see the TikTok video of the kangaroo, like, flexing up, flexing the seps?
Yeah, no, I'm too scared of that.
No, they're 8 feet. They're like 8 feet tall.
Are they?
They're very tall for animals.
I can probably fight one of the Joeys, the kids.
You want to fight kids now?
Kid kangaroos, all right? Listen up.
I'm editing.
There's going to be
people. We're going to edit out the kangaroos. I'm fighting kids.
There's going to be people that are listening and be like, damn, did they ever listen to each other?
No. I swear to God, people that listen to our podcast are probably like, why are they just shouting wrong things at each other for an entire hour? That's fine.
Nah, I want some wacky job like that, though. I'm still stuck on the coffin confessor thing. I wouldn't mind doing both.
I feel like a coffin confessor, you could do that on the side, though. Like, low-key.
You think so?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you think... Okay, I want... Like, I wish I had mind control. So, like... Because I'm not nosy, but, like, there's some stuff I want to know.
You want to be able to read minds?
Kind of. Or at least, like, have people to, like, tell the truth. You know what I'm saying? Or, like, if I'm like, hey, did you murder this person? And, like, I can get them to, like... Tell confess. The truth. Yeah, and it would actually be, like, legit. Like they could be like, yeah. Or they could be like, no. But actually, they did.
Yeah.
But, like, I could, like, you know, do Wonder Woman's lasso of truth, and then they'd be like, yeah.
Well, that's what Lucifer...
He's also the devil, so...
Maybe become the devil. And you'd be able to do it. Flip the car.
no reverse. Like,
I feel like that would be dope. I don't think I would be, like, okay with that, though, because I am too petty. So if I heard in someone's head, like, oh, I don't like Madison's shirt or something, I'd be like, honestly, you can go fuck yourself.
Oh, okay.
And then I wouldn't talk to them. That's my problem. That's my issue that I would have to deal
I'm
with.
I'm so happy you can't read my mind. I'm just kidding.
You're not, though, and that's okay. But the thing is, I will say, though, you at least tell me out loud. So I appreciate that. But, like, I feel like nobody wants to read my mind. Absolutely nobody wants to read my mind. So I'd be saying the most vile shit in there.
Too much for the podcast.
Too much
for we need, like, a literal, shizzle. Like, dark web, unfiltered podcast to say the stuff that you want to say.
We would get sponsorships taken away from us that aren't even given to us yet. Like, we would get, like, retroactively canceled.
Damn.
So take that as you will.
All right, so I'm looking for a new podcast host. please put in your applications on Instagram or TikTok.
Really. We love that for them. Best of luck. Best of luck to that. But with our girl...
Yeah, let's get to the paranormal aspect.
Our girl, Lizbeth.
What happened with the paranormal stuff?
People so you can see? Still stay there. It's like a bed and breakfast.
Like, is it just fall. One person per for the house? Or
no, or it's like, I think they've made every room into its own, probably similar to the one I went to in Connecticut, that, like, every room is, like, even though it's a house, it looks like a hotel, like, or, like, a bed and breakfast
so
or a
more,
hotel.
So more than one, like, group can stay there.
Yeah.
Okay.
And, like... You're able to stay in Lizzie's room, you're able to stay in Abby's and Andrew's room, and you're able to stay, I think, couch. In the other sister's room, and then probably the couch is, like, the seating area, but it hasn't been changed, really, like, since then. Like, everything has kind of stayed the same, except, like, certain, like, beds, obviously, have probably been updated. They didn't have indoor plumbing. They probably put indoor plumbing in for a bed and breakfast. It's in Massachusetts, though.
Everything which I feel like in Massachusetts
is haunted all everywhere. Every city, a president or someone has died or got killed there.
Literally Connecticut, Rhode Island, and Massachusetts. If you want to be haunted, go there.
Yeah. But, like, there's a lot. So the person who owns... The Lizzie Borden house now is the CEO of U.S. Ghost Adventures because he was very interested in the property because he went and stayed there, I guess, before he owned it and saw some...
Wacky stuff?
Yeah. Like, apparently people see cats walking around, like spectral cats, apparitions, self-rocking rocking chairs...
I mean, after that last podcast, I don't think we want any, we don't want to go anywhere with cats.
No, I know. Lizzie, like, there have been reported that people have been choked while they're laying in her bed, or in Lizzie's bed.
It's kind of kinky.
People have, yeah, maybe she's just a kinky gal. Maybe it's something murdery. She's pulled, like, people have gotten, like, their ears pulled, their arms pulled.
Sounds like my place to go to.
What?
It sounds like my place to go to. Yeah, from the get-go of this podcast. Literally from the get-go of this podcast, I'm saying, like, yeah, I want to get flung across the room. Okay. Nah, this place actually sounds like, so, I might get flung across the room.
I know you said you could take everybody else.
I can't take Lizzie. I can take Lizzie.
How?
What do you mean, how? The same way I'm going to take care of any other ghost.
Yeah, but, like, the rest of them, you could, like, at least there's a physical thing to kick or something.
I'm going
to
get my little Ghostbuster thing out.
Oh, the EMF reader?
No, the one that sucks them into the little box.
Oh, the vacuum?
Yeah, my Dyson, actually.
Just, could you imagine?
No, I think I can...
The broken DSW vacuum, you just...
Because, like, Sally's the same way.
Sally can catch smoke, though. She's different. She's built different.
We haven't talked about Sally in a quick minute.
And she's built different, and I feel like people should respect that.
Sally is built different.
But you can hear noises coming from in the wardrobes, laughter. People have actually have, like, photographs of things floating over the beds. People have seen Abby walking around the premises. And
you have,
like,
pictures of the photos of people floating on their beds?
Let me see.
Okay, you don't. Go, keep going then.
People have experienced a woman in a nightgown in the Andrew and Abby suite, which, again, they think is Abby Borden. But they've seen her in a nightgown, which I guess what she was wearing the time of the murder. But they've also seen her with another person, but the other person hasn't been super, like, defined.
It's her side piece.
It probably is a side piece. Or Andrew, that also got his eye split in half, a floor apart from her.
What's crazy is, like... see, this is why I get murdered, and, like, by a ghost right here. But, like... realistically, how are these people relevant? How are the two sisters relevant?
What do you mean?
Like, if I'm going to Lizzie Borden house, I'm going for Lizzie. I want to see my girl Liz. I want to go see my boy Andrew. And I want to go see the dead wife. I want to see the people that died and that were, like, kind of involved. I also want to see the maid because she was cool. But, like, the two sisters, yeah, they got a family. They got the family back. But, like, other than that, I don't really give a fuck about them.
No, like, I wouldn't want to go and, like, stay in, like, Emma's Alice, whichever
one. Yeah, like, I don't want to stay
I don't want to stay in their room, because I'm like, you guys are just not here.
Yeah.
You guys are just simply not here. But I also wonder,
I want to sleep on the couch, though.
I want to feel that, you know?
My eyes twitching as I'm saying that.
And as it should. But also, like, I almost wonder, like, do you think they were, like, in agreement with her? Like, they were just kind of like, honestly, we could use the money.
No, they definitely all hated him. They're all like, yeah. Lizzie was definitely like, I might kill this guy. And they're like, yeah, go ahead. We'll get you back. Which they should have had a better story. Because it seemed like Lizzie was a little, all around the place on that. But I think they're all in on it.
Yeah, I can agree with that. I feel like... like, I don't know if they participate in the hauntings because, like, there is more paranormal activity that has been reported in, like, Maggie's room. There's, like, a cat toy in there that just starts to play on its own out of nowhere. And people have been in the house alone and they've heard voices, footsteps, furniture move, stuff like that. But nobody has, like, people have reported seeing, like, maybe Lizzie, a man figure that was most likely Andrew, and then, like, Abby, just because that's just what she looked like. They know it's her. There was no, obviously, like, family resemblance between her and her stepmom. But, like, nobody has ever really seen, I don't think, like, the sisters. Like, I don't think they're hanging around haunting anything.
Good. They have no, they shouldn't. You know what I'm saying?
No, because there's nothing...
And they probably died of natural causes.
Yeah.
It's electric. Boogie, boogie, boogie. No, I...
Did you have a stroke?
Oh. My favorite character in this whole scene is, if you can't tell already, is the maid.
Maggie. Bridget,
whatever her name is. Actually, I don't want to disrespect her. But she's my favorite character.
Honestly, that's fair.
Who's your favorite character? Is it the stepmom? Is it the dad? Is it the cat? The spectral cat that they have?
I feel like it's definitely Lizzie. She got away.
Madison.
I'll tell you why. Because if she did murder, if Lizzie did murder her parents, she did such a shoddy job, and she still got off and got money.
1892.
Someone paid her to kill her parents. Good for her. Good for her.
1892. I could have murdered someone in broad daylight. Went to the cops, said, "Hey, it was me." They said, "I'm like, you're good."
They'd have been like, well,
actually, is that darker dude than no, you, like down really, the street? Right actually, down the block. He did that. So I think that's how it would go if I was living in 1892. But was that it? Or?
Well, I was just reading like stuff that is like stuff that's happened, like I guess since the murders of like her. First of all, apparently there was a rock opera that has been in production since 2009 about the Lizzie Borden case.
Never like seen the light of day.
Musical.
Yeah, never seen the light of day because I haven't heard of it.
We'll go. But she was still buried with like the parents.
Oh, was she?
Yeah. And like,
was the house, I guess like rented out or something since then? Because I feel like it just got turned into like a hotel or like a bed and breakfast or whatever.
It's been a bed and breakfast, I think, for like 15, because I think Lizzie lived in it, like I think they lived in it until she died in like 1927. Okay.
I didn't look it up. That was my intuition talking.
Right. It was wrong. But let me see.
Like since like 1927 and like till 2009.
I feel like it's always, well, I feel like it used to like belong to the probably like a historical like preservation society.
The national park.
Could you imagine? Because it doesn't say anywhere of like when it started. It just said like somewhere between then and now. It became, so in 2021,
yeah,
they sold it, is when they sold it to the lead, or like the CEO of the U.S. Ghost Adventures for $2 million. They sold it.
It's chump change. We're making that chump on one change. Podcast.
Yeah, clearly. I hate you. But he said he was going to keep the property operating as a bed and breakfast as it had been.
Mm-hmm.
But he hopes it, like, to, like, expand it to do other things there as well.
Kill
like,
some more people?
Like, Lizzie Borden activity, so probably. Maybe you see if you can, like, axe murder somebody.
I want to see Lizzie.
I feel like you would, maybe.
I would see Lizzie.
She would definitely choke you out. At the very least, she would choke you out.
Mm. That's fine with me.
So, do you think... Pause that. I literally...
Did you see that the U.S., there's, like, aliens? Have you heard about that?
No.
Okay, this is, like, a whole different podcast subject right here. I'm just going to breeze over, like, the basics. What a jump from Lizzie Borden to UFOs.
No, really.
But, apparently the last few days, you heard about the balloon, the China balloon.
Oh, yeah.
That was going over. Yeah, yeah. Well, apparently a couple days ago, there was a small car-sized metal just circle floating around, I think, like, I forgot how high it was, but it was high enough to be a threat to, like, aviation flight, like, planes and everything. And so two F-22 fighter jets shot it down. And they were like, yeah, there's no propulsion that we saw, like, no clue what it was. Like, we don't know where it came from. Damn. We don't know, like, what it was meant for, like, nothing.
And it's like a Roswell incident part two with the fucking weather balloons.
No, like they're saying it's not. It wasn't a weather balloon, though. It was
There's
not.
No way.
It was not a balloon. There was no propulsion. They had no idea what it was. It was like this disc, like this metal small car, like my car, a disc, just hovering in the middle of like the air. And ever since then, I think there was a couple more that have been like found. And, you know, everyone's saying, like, oh, shit, the aliens are coming down for the Super Bowl. Like, by the way, Super Bowl day.
Thank God.
Don't like either team, but I'm going for the Chiefs.
Yeah.
Let me do some more information. UFO sightings 2023. All right, U.S. shoots down unidentified cylindrical object over Canada. Montana briefly closes its airspace because of it. And then,
Realistically, I say, like, oh my god, that would be so cool to be, like, the person who, like, found that. I would be terrified because I would assume if I found that, that means they're close. I could die. And I probably will die. You know?
That's the thing, too. Like, if I...
Like, it sounds cool in theory to find something like that, but also I would be like, okay, well, if this just dropped here, that means they have to be in the area, and I am not equipped to handle this.
And you'd have to think, if they have, like, the technology just be, like, kind of hovering like that, you know, you can't see any propulsion, anything like that, you gotta think, like, kind of weapon do they have on that shit? Like, and got also, some laser beam, like...
I wonder, like, who else... Like, who would I call? Because, like, I feel like that's my biggest thing. That, like, if I found something that looked like an alien, I feel like calling, like, the local cops, they're just going to be like, oh, well, it's probably... If it's not harming you, why'd you call us?
Yeah. They said they're looking for the debris. It's over the Yukon, which is in Canada, like, northern Canada.
I know.
Literally, couldn't find you. Yeah, there's been multiple, apparently, over the past couple days. So, and that's, like, the thing. It's, like, that's why it's weird to me. Because, like, obviously, this is, like, a paranormal kind of conspiracy podcast. So, our first thing, or my first thing, at least, is going to go to aliens.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be like, yeah, those were definitely aliens kind of thing. But the thing that makes it kind of, like, if you're skeptical about it, the thing that kind of is, like, weird is, like, you saw what China did, like, with the balloon. And it's like, okay, that looks like a man-made, like, balloon.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. And, like, obviously we were able to, like, find out, like, it was from China. But, like, at the same, like, with this, the UFO thing, we have no idea where this came from.
No. Not at all.
And it's like, what? Like...
And, like, there's no... Nobody's going to tell you. It's not like one of those things where it's like, oh, they discovered an animal. Once they do more research, they'll let everybody know what it is. Once they do more research, if they find out it is aliens, that they're not going to say anything.
Yeah.
Like, there's basically, like, no final result of what it actually is. Because if it's aliens, they're going to be like, anyway, Kanye West has joined the Illuminati. Maybe talk about that.
And it's funny, too, because, like, we might be hyping aliens up too much here, or, like, kind of give them too much credit, but for me, like, on the skeptic side, I feel like if aliens came here, how are we able to shoot that down? You know what I'm saying? Like, you think, like, they would have some, like, force field shield or, like, impenetrable, like, material that their spaceships are made of. Like, how do we shoot that down?
We don't.
What do you mean?
Like, I don't think anything that has, like, I don't think it's been anything we've shot down. I think just their own thing, like...
They shut down the...
Shut down what?
The UFO that we were talking about.
Oh, I don't think it's a UFO, then.
What do you think it is?
I think it's definitely something to do with aliens, but I don't think it's something that they're in. Because I think if it was something...
Could you imagine they shot it down, it landed, a little alien crawls out of there, now we have something
to roll... And pulls out, like, how people get, like, flat tires on the side of the road, like, pulls out a jack to, like... But, like...
And since it was in a small car, it's probably a small alien, and you all know how I feel about small aliens.
Yeah, because you think you could fight small aliens, and you can't fight small aliens. They should still be terrifying to you. The 3-foot aliens should be treated... As an 8-foot alien.
No, they're different.
Okay.
Y'all, we're living in Men in Black as we speak.
That's fair.
I'm holding that against me. Like, that's just... You could be an alien.
Probably am. You wouldn't know.
get out of my car.
They just hear the podcast end, and, like, no one's ever heard from you ever again. No, I definitely, because I don't think it's something, I don't think they could shoot something down that they travel planet to planet in.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, I feel like it would have to be, like, one of their American Ops UFOs. Like, I feel like they might have some that are man-made specifically for the United States. But that is a whole other podcast episode, I feel like.
Man, we have to have another alien podcast.
Yeah. Well, we're going to wrap things up for today. Thank you so much for listening to our Lizzie Borden podcast, plus aliens. As always, make sure to subscribe to us and follow us on anywhere you listen to podcasts, TikTok, Instagram, Twitter. And
we're posting sound bites.
Yeah.
They're cool.
Repost them if you see them or comment on them.
Yeah. Also, send us recommendations on what we should cover in future podcasts on the comments or DM us on TikTok and Instagram. And we'll make sure we get to them.
And we'll shout out to you for coming up with the idea.
Maybe we can't give them that much clout.
Clout for who? But okay. thank you so much for listening. And we will
see you next Wednesday.
Yeah. Bye.